Proclamation number 8189, dated the May 31, 1962. The Ascension of Jesus Christ. My mission on earth was accomplished when I ascended to heaven. I had delivered the world from sin and death. I had risen again and appeared to my disciples to strengthen them for their journey to proclaim the gospel. I myself was full of light and strength and could now leave the earth in order to return to my kingdom from whence I had come, to the kingdom of light and bliss. Because my body had been transformed, it was my spiritual garment which was no longer subject to the laws of nature, but now the body could go to wherever it was moved by my will. Because it was spirit just like my eternal Father spirit, which was not tied to a form either but which permeated the entire universe and thus also myself, Jesus the human being, who had received the eternal deity within himself to give it a human form. This was necessary because it wanted to live amongst people, but the form was still subject to natural law and had to acquire a high degree of maturity first in order to receive the eternal deity. My mission was over now, and testimony of this act of ascension to heaven should be given as well, because it was the culmination, it was evidence for humanity that I had achieved a work of transformation of myself which could be visibly proven, for I disregarded all natural laws when I ascended to heaven, and I surrounded myself with all glory and yet was visible to my disciples. I gave them the strength to behold me, otherwise they would truly have passed away. But only those disciples who were closely connected to me through their love and who thus had the degree of maturity which enabled such vision were allowed to see me. And many a soul returns from earth into the kingdom of light in the same state, and they too are able to behold me in all my splendor and magnificence, because their degree of maturity facilitates spiritual vision. Because they too have no more limitations, they too will be clothed in all glory, they may behold God face to face and now live in their original state, in love, which is both light and strength, and this is their spiritual garment, which may be worn by every soul as soon as it departs from earthly life and enters the kingdom of the beyond fully matured. And this is what you should believe. You should not doubt the love and might of your God and Father, who will one day endow you with a state of blessedness which will remain inconceivable to you as long as you still live on earth. However, I have set you an example of what a human being can achieve by living a life of selfless love and what his fate will be if he has always lived on earth in accordance with my will. If his way of life changes his being into love, which will then be the same as my fundamental nature, he too will shine in all brightness and magnificence and also be visible to all who have the same level of maturity and who will have then united with me, who is and remains the being that eternally emanates light and strength. The event of ascension really and truly took place. The human being Jesus gave the last proof of his divinity on earth when he left this earth in a brilliant abundance of light and returned to the kingdom from whence his soul had come. Because he had come from the kingdom of light, he had been with God and he returned to God again, whose child he was and continued to be, with whom he completely merged. Thus, the ascension was the final proof that I was not of this earth but that I had descended from the kingdom of light and glory, which became my goal once more and which eternally will be and remain your goal too, because you also shall return to the light. You shall, through unification with me, be allowed to receive my light and my strength in you and thus rise again and descend into heaven, into your true home. Amen.